Welcome to Commons and Chronicles, the podcast where we talk about all the best Creative Commons and reusable open game license content. If you need resources for your creative writing, game design, or you just love lore, Commons and Chronicles is for you. Hi everyone, this is Klaatu. We're going over the lawful neutral gods within the Porphyra pantheon. Today we're going to talk about Shankill, a really interesting one. So Shankill is the Twilight Man, the Doorman of Eternity, the Gatekeeper. He is the god of transition, borders, and eclipses. His worshippers are farmers, judges, and morticians. His alignment, of course, is lawful neutral. His domains are darkness, repose, sun, and weather. Now, the repose domain, if you know from 3.5, is very similar to death, but it goes a little bit beyond death, because the death domain is a little bit more about, I guess, destruction and death, whereas the repose domain specifically recognizes death as a natural progression of life. And I call that out specifically just because, as far as I know, that doesn't exist in 5th edition, but I could be wrong. Subdomains for Shankill are ancestors, day, moon, and seasons. His favored weapon is the scissor, or the scizor. I didn't know what that was. It's a sort of a blade that attaches to the sort of an extension to your arm, and I've seen different theories on what it was actually used for, whether it was actually a punching weapon or whether it was a slashing weapon, but it's a pretty mean little device. His favorite animal is the dove, which kind of took me by surprise after reading his legend, but at the same time, it kind of makes sense. So his mythology is not written down anywhere, even in the Divine Record, which is kept, if you'll recall, by Garana. It's passed only by word of mouth between priests and monks of Shankill's faith. The story of his life goes a little bit something like this. Apparently, he was a valet to a king a long, long, long time ago. Worlds and worlds ago. He didn't really make any kind of impression. He didn't do much with his life. He was just kind of a worker who escorted the king around. At one point, a terrible plague swept the land, killing peasants and nobles alike. His wife and his child fell ill, so Shankill prayed to all the gods that he could think of. All the gods that he could possibly pray to, he prayed to. But the plague raged on. So in his desperation, Shankill prayed to death itself, which at that time was the first time anyone had ever bothered worshipping death. So death was quite flattered and came to visit Shankill, and they talked for a long time. And they talk about passing and turning of seasons and harvests and transits and mortality and death and judgment, night and day, seasons and eons. Finally, when they were finished their conversation, Shankill rose to let his guest out, and death smiled and turned and touched Shankill's face, leaving the mark of an eclipse upon it. It gave him a dark blade, a symbol of ending and separation. It gave him a coin, the shape of the moon, the sun, and all time. Shankill bowed and accepted these gifts and thus became divine. Death resumed its work, as it does, and the kingdom eventually fell to dust. But Shankill and his family survived, and so death created a doorway for them to pass from that ruined world into Porphyra, where Shankill became the gatekeeper between life and death. Shankill's church is secretive, but kind of all over the place. So a clerical or monastic servant of the gatekeeper might serve quietly in many roles and in many places. So a Kylite or a Killite mortician priest eases the soul's transitions to the next life. Clerics keep records of harvests, and they use magic to keep stored grain safe. The Shankill cult also regards the solstices as important days, and on the winter and summer solstices, they will set up tents in the marketplaces and offer contact with the dead in exchange for an offering, monetary offering, to the cult. Solar eclipses are marked as high holy days, as they believe that at that time the doorman of eternity, Shankill himself walks the world to choose a new high ancestor, which is the honorary descendant of Shankill, and thereby the leader of the Keelite faith. In terms of adventuring, the Methisti are very important. The Methisti are part of the Keelite order, and they patrol and maintain the borders of Perfira. So the Methisti are recognizable by their robes, which are half white and half purple, rather than the usual pure white of the typical Keelites. Methisti keep towers of purple stone, rather than their usual whitewashed shrines. They keep these towers of purple stone at important border crossings to monitor travelers going to and from their territories. But the Methisti are more mobile than most, in other words, so I could see a cleric of Shankill being within the Methisti order, traveling and having adventures, whether it's to find out more about Shankill or whether it's as part of their border patrol. Spell preparation for a cleric of Shankill involves praying towards the rising and the setting sun each day. Interestingly, a Methisti serving on the border has to keep a log of all people who have come and gone, but it appears from the book that the log is much more than that. It's actually a historical document, and it contains as much history, intrigue, and discussion of life and death as pretty much any holy text that you're likely to find. There are two religious traits of Shankill. There is Cog in the Great Machine. Shankill has opened your eyes to the true nature of cause and effect. Gain a +2 trait bonus when making a skill roll to aid another. Child of the Coin. Your god has given you insight into the hearts of all. You gain a +2 trait bonus to sense motive checks to determine if someone is lying. Sense motive is always a class skill for you. I find Shankill kind of intriguing because when I first started reading about him, I kind of expected him to be much darker than he ended up being. I mean, the guy is best buds with death and is called the Gatekeeper, so you kind of expect him to be a little bit more about dark and doom, but he's actually not, and you can really kind of see why one of his primary domains is the repose domain, because it's, even though he came to this job begging that his wife and child did not die, he seems to have somehow come to peace with the concept of death. And that's kind of a missing element of the story as it stands, is whatever did happen to his wife and child. It says they didn't die, but it also, I mean, they're not, as far as we know, gatekeepers. So did they pass into Perfira, live a normal life and then die, or did they pass into Perfira and just become wandering spirits? Like, whatever happened to them? That's an interesting untold story. The other side of all of this, I think, are those record logs, the logbooks of the Methisti. I mean, it just begs you to put all kinds of information in a Methisti log and drop it in the laps of your players. It's a great little device, especially since nothing else in this religion is written down. So the religious text of the religion of this cult are fairly mundane historical documents, which happen to, I guess, have philosophy sprinkled here and there, which kind of leads me down to this whole new path of what kind of philosophy is there in the mundane parts of life. Pretty intriguing stuff. And that's the end of The Lawful Neutral Gods. So next up, Lawful Evil. That's it for this week's episode. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Klaatu. You can reach me via email at klaatu@member.fsf.org. You can also usually catch me in IRC as not Klaatu. I'm on the Freenode network. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.